Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. And this month I'm speaking with Adrian Hurst, ICT leader for English secondary from the Institut International de l'ANSI. Adrian will be speaking with us this month about technology in education. For more information, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. So, Adrian, can you tell us a little bit about the positive effects of using technology in schools for the purpose of educating children, adolescents?
Well, technology has a growing place in the world in general, and therefore for us it has a growing place in education in general, because that's our goal, is to prepare our students for anything they may encounter for the rest of their lives, if you like. Use of technology within the classroom setting, within an educational setting, essentially improves the quality, the content of the educational materials and the tools in general that we used to use, but also introduces a huge array of new possibilities in terms of, to name a few, things like communications and creativity, the types of activities we can now do that we couldn't before. I think also it's been used to great effect to personalise the kind of educational journey that individuals may go on. So as opposed to having a classroom where 20, 30 students might be doing exactly the same activity, we have the kind of power we can leverage now to have a very tailored, very individual approach to what each person needs on their own pathway through that particular topic.
Right, so being able to really meet the student more closely where the student is. And what about beyond the classroom?
Well, I think that's the greater goal. Obviously, tech is here. It's not going anywhere in the near future. So we do have to see that in itself as part of the greater educational goal, in that we want students who are functioning in the real world confidently, capably using the kinds of platforms that they will encounter in their daily lives, in their jobs, at their interviews for new career paths, and also, of course, to understand what they could achieve in a positive sense, and critically to understand, unfortunately, some of the risks that do come in association with enhanced use of technology.
So speaking perhaps about some of those risks, what might be the negative effects of using technology in schools for the purpose of education?
So purely within a school, number one, obviously, is the potential for distraction. You put a screen of any kind really in a student's hand and give them free access to the content they are using. And as you would expect, it's quite difficult, can be almost irresistible, to not go to sites and places and games and use content that is, in fact, is not in line with what the lesson or the teacher requires. So that is a potential, but obviously it's also in the hands of the teacher to make sure the lesson is more interesting than anything else, and that the content that we're suggesting is better than the content that the student might head for if they were bored. It's kind of the new staring out the window.
Right. That's a good point.
I mean, it's always been there. There is, I think, a more sinister goal is that sometimes I think we are forcing technology into an educational setting where, in fact, it is of no real benefit over an analog option. There are certain things that we do very well. I would never really suggest learning how to play a game like football by watching a YouTube video. Go and get a football, get out there and learn with someone who knows how to play the game. And there is this important idea that some things are appropriate for technology, some things are not, and we must monitor where we use it beneficially, not simply using it for the sake of using it.
Right. Thank you so much, Adrian. If you'd like to hear that show again or more from our Kids in Mind series, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.